Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board Meeting special meeting teleconference for Sunday, November 18th, 2007. Mary Berg is the secretary. Will you call the roll, Mary?
Dave Adelson.
Here.
Mary Berg, present. Evelyn Bluth-Trathoon. Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Casey Berg.
Here.
Lisa Davis.
Here.
Chandra Helpman.
Here.
Furniture. Kayla Forrest.
You say Ray? Right. Yes,
no.
Yeah. Sorry.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
Sarv Randhawa. Sandra Rawline. Rob Robinson.
Presente.
Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Don White.
Here.
LaVon Williams. Is there anyone on the call whose name I did not mention?
Did LaVon come on?
Michael Woodson's here.
Bob, can you send me your
email, okay. Please?
And Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Dan Siegel. Okay, Lonnie Hicks. Okay. Anyone else whose name I did not call who is on the call? So we have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Okay, this meeting was called for the purpose of considering urgent matters related to elections, and the two items were motions, one by Rob Robinson, one by Wendy Schrell. I sent around a proposed agenda that we grant half an hour to the Robinson motion, half an hour to the Schrell agenda. Is there a motion to adopt that agenda, and then we'll accept amendments or discussion?
Point of order.
Okay, what's your point of order, Don?
I understood that Rob had two motions. Does he only have one?
No.
It's
one.
Yeah, I only have one.
It's been moved by Bob, and I'll take it as seconded by Mary, that be our agenda. Are there any amendments?
Yes, this is Chandra. I understand.
Go ahead, Chandra.
We were going to discuss the matter of the mailing and the bill for the mailing.
No, we're not going to do that. Is there anything else?
Oh, that to be added to the agenda.
Yep.
I'm sorry, can I speak?
Go ahead.
I sent a motion, and basically this should not take really longer than 20 minutes, and it's just ensuring that a motion that was passed on September 29th, 2007, that it just be carried out, and this is pertaining to WBAI and the interim general manager and the communication with the staff and everything as proposed to certain things that were outlined in the budget proposed cut. So this was already...
I'd like to ask whether you can please communicate with the executive director, because the executive director would be responsible for making sure that happened, and if there was some problem, we could take it up at our next meeting.
Well, I know that there has been a problem. I just sent the motion out. It's just I don't know if you had the chance to look at it.
Okay, there's a motion. Let's see.
And it's basically a motion requesting the executive director to do, like, the WBAI IGM to do certain things, but basically these things are already outlined and discussed, and I'm just bringing it up now because it's kind of urgent to make sure that it's carried out the way that it should be, as it affects staff and communications and potential cuts.
Okay.
Questions related?
No, the issue here is that Lisa requested it be added to the agenda, I think, essentially immediately upon my sending the prior motion, the notice of this meeting. So I didn't respond because I was too busy to respond, but I said that I would ask the board whether they would consider it, and we would consider it properly noticed. There are elements of this that go beyond what was suggested there, so I would rule that those would have to wait But does the board want to consider this item at the, during this agenda? It's a question. The question of the compliance of the PNB motion regarding the WBI interim GM's communications with the staff regarding salary cuts and the application of the salary cuts. So I'm just going to ask for Mary, call her all, for all those who want. Well, is there any objection to including this item in the agenda? 20 minutes? Okay, hearing no objection, then we'll add it to the end of the agenda. Is there anything else?
Okay, and,
okay, hearing no other, yes?
Is that motion written or?
Yeah, I sent it. I sent it.
It's been emailed to the body.
Right.
Okay, so off we go then. If there's no objection to the agenda, Rob, will you introduce your motion, please?
Sure. It's my concern that the process of overseeing and certifying the fairness of our delegate elections, which is the responsibility of the National Election Supervisor, in compliance with the bylaws, has been politicized beyond repair. Accordingly, I'm moving that the Foundation permit the California State Mediation and Conciliation Service, the American Arbitration Association, the League of Women Voters, or other qualified nonpartisan organization to assume responsibility for certifying the fairness of the current elections process from this point on, and that for future elections, one of the above organizations shall perform the role of National Election Supervisor to assure that they are conducted fairly in accordance with the bylaws and to provide for accountability. Further, that the interim executive director will now would be the executive director, appoint a task force convened by and comprised of individuals experienced with elections processes who are not current or past members of the Pacifica governing body or Pacifica employees. All members of this task force shall represent the PNB and the foundation rather than individual stations. Further, the membership of the task force shall be reflective of the diversity that is the goal and policy of the Pacifica Foundation. The function of the task force shall be to make specific recommendations for the overhaul of our democratic elections processes in order to restore their integrity and to fulfill the spirit of the Pacifica mission, namely recommending changes in the Pacifica bylaws and policies pertaining to delegate elections, proposing a process, timeline, and structure for promulgating clear and concise elections regulations, making local station airwaves the medium for campaigning rather than privately funded mailings to members, promoting wider participation by membership in the democratic election process and in local station governance, and exploring an internet-based elections process capable of simplifying the complexities and costs associated with these elections. Again, there are two parts to this, and I would be happy to motivate further details to this once we've gone further into the dialogue. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
I have hopefully a friendly amendment.
Before I go to any discussion, I brought Casey, who is our election supervisor, on the call to listen to it. Casey, have you seen the text of this amendment, this previously, because you didn't hear the first part of it? Are you familiar with the motion?
This is Rob Robinson's. I did see it by email. I would be happy to respond briefly. I do see it as being two different things, the one dealing with present election, one dealing with future election.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify if you knew what we were talking about. You'll be we'll ask you to speak to it as we go along.
Don White.
Do you have an amendment?
Yes.
Yes, I have an amendment.
Excuse me, I moved to strike American Arbitration Association from the group of organizations that we would consider.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
Can you describe why?
Yes, I don't consider them unbiased or and their political biases are not within conformance with Pacifica Foundation's mission.
Don White, to be recognized at some point.
Don, go ahead.
I have an amendment. I move to strike the words beyond repair in the first portion, and I would like to move to divide.
Okay, divide what?
I'd like to divide this motion, the first portion ending where it's calling for the executive director to appoint a task force. So the division,
okay.
The division would be at appointing a task force by the ED.
Okay. First, is there a second? I'm going to treat that as two separate things. One, is there a second to the amendment to strike beyond repair?
Second.
That's been seconded. Okay. Can we just? Is there any objection to the division of the question that we vote the two halves separately?
This is Bob. Can I? I'm not objecting. I want to add another division.
Okay. Well, so is there any objection to the division Don has suggested? Okay, hearing none, we'll deal with those items separately. Bob, what's your additional division?
I guess second or the third paragraph, depending on how you count it. It starts for future elections.
Okay, so you'd like to divide there as well?
Yeah.
Starting
that,
where?
The sentence reading, for future elections, one of the above organizations shall perform the role of National Election Supervisor. That would be its own separate vote.
Okay. Is there any objection to dividing there? I'm not going to bother asking for a second if there's no objection. Okay. Hearing no objection, we'll do those each separately, and then we're going to take each of these in order. The first portion, both amendments refer to the remaining first of the first portion, right? The thing we'll be voting on first? Is that correct?
Yeah, if you consider the division, the motion to divide, yes, I agree with you. Yeah, it would.
Okay. So, is there any objection to either of the to the amendment to strike beyond repair? Hearing none, that's adopted. Is there any objection to striking the arbitration service? Hearing none, that's adopted. Now we're debating the first item prior to the first portion of it. It's open for discussion. Actually, Casey, I'll recognize you to speak to the first thing, which has to do with getting the organizations listed, or I guess the comparable organization to... Rob, can you read the language again?
Which line?
Are you asking me to read it?
Yeah. I want Rob to read the language, and then I want Casey's comment.
Thank you.
Which language, Mr. Chair?
I'll just get it myself.
The beginning paragraph?
The first portion of it. The certification part.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I move that the foundation permit the California State Mediation and Conciliation Service, the AAA, the League of Women Voters, or other qualified nonpartisan organization to assume responsibility for certifying the fairness of the current elections process.
Okay. Go ahead, Casey.
Well, first of all, I want to apologize for my current circumstances, being on a train and being unable to make a report and comment on the misinformation that was circulated by this lawsuit and by various rumors that have been going around about how the election process has been functioning. Of course, I've been too busy to answer every, you know, little complaint that has been coming, you know, in, because I'm pretty busy trying to make sure everything is running properly. I believe that despite some of the problems that we're having with the timing, that things are otherwise running pretty much as they have in previous elections. I'm not saying that there haven't been problems in every election this cycle. There certainly have, and I certainly support the second part of this motion that we have a task force to look into how to do a better job of running our elections in the future. I think that it would be extremely detrimental to us to try to bring in outside organizations to judge how we are operating our internal election process, without considering this well in advance and really taking a close look. I mean, I'm a member of AAA, but I wouldn't want them to be arbitrating the political elections. Whether or not I'm the election supervisor, that has nothing to do with it. I think it's an ill-considered concept. I do think we need a better handle on what's going on. I certainly recognize, you know, Rob and other people's concerns. But I think that to try to change horses in midstream or to try to bring in some organization that has different values and doesn't fully understand how our bylaws operate, et cetera, and how our bylaws perhaps fail to address the reality of logistics and the reality of the internal political struggles of our organization would really be foolhardy. I would like a chance to speak to some of the issues that have been raised regarding the lawsuit and other matters, but I don't know if this is the time I'm supposed to do that.
Yeah, we're not going to be discussing lawsuits in public session.
Okay, well, just let me say this much, that when you called, I was working on the declaration that I'm preparing, and I do have a great deal of evidentiary material to supply our legal team with.
Okay. Do I get to respond, Mr. Chair?
You do indeed.
Steve, could you reiterate? This is a public...
I would simply point out...
Yeah, this is public session. We're not talking about... go ahead. Go ahead, Rob.
I would simply point out that we have yet to have one single report from Mr. Peters to the board about the conduct of the elections. And secondly, when Mr. Peters decided that he was not going to review the ballots, the candidate statements and the ballots that were printed and mailed, he didn't notify anybody about that.
So, may I respond to that?
Go ahead.
I don't know of any previous national election supervisor, and I was a local election supervisor during two of the three past elections, that reviewed the content of the candidate statements. I do know that during the two elections I was involved in, there was a process. It just turned out that this particular election, some statements that some people found objectionable were submitted by candidates or potential candidates, and I do feel that we need to have a process for dealing with that. Now, one big problem with the timeline, the turnaround time between when the candidates file and the time that the stuff has to be given to the printers, is an extremely short time, and just when the candidates file, that doesn't mean the National Election Supervisor has those materials in hand that day. It usually takes a couple of days to get the statements. There's only time to slap them into booklets and send them off to printers, and there's certainly no time to confer with candidates about any statements that might be considered in bad taste. That's a subjective thing to do when we're supposed to be a free speech radio station, free speech network. There are no guidelines that have been in place by the foundation, by the board, to deal with statements that might be offensive. And so I just did what I believed all my predecessors had done, and that is to directly paste the candidate statement into booklets and get them to the printer in a manner so that they could be printed and distributed.
For the record, Mr. Chair, as far as I'm concerned, every one of the previous national election supervisors has reviewed the candidate's statements and reported back to us, and it's not clear to me what purpose is served by not making that review. Nor am I aware of anything in the bylaws or the mission that says that racist and other types of personal attacks are intended to be included in the statements that are paid for by membership dollars and sent to members.
Mr. Chair, are you taking a stack?
Yeah, I will now take a stack, and I want comments to go to the substance of the motion, and I'm going to ask to go alternate con and pro so we get through this in an effective way. So I'm going to ask who is first is going to speak opposed to the motion.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Yes, here at KPSK, we did approach the League of Women Voters on our program council election, and I was surprised that, number one, it was very costly. Number two, at least locally, they didn't have a handle on STV voting. And they also did not want to jump into an election where there were not clear-cut rules and regulations that had already been established. So I see this as different functions. So, number one, I don't think it's feasible. But, number two, the bylaws as written right now, I believe, specify an election supervisor to certify. I also don't think we would get certification at this juncture because it would be too much to explain all of the rationale for everything that we do. Some of it is based on precedents. Most of it is based on other election supervisors' rulings, which have not been codified into an election manual, etc. And that's even if we could get someone to do it. I do think that for the next election, and I would change the words from shall to may include, because we don't know what whether these organizations will even avail themselves of it.
I think that was Casey dropping.
Again.
I had him conference him. Go ahead, Lydia.
Put me on the stack, please, Dave. Wendy?
Yeah. Are you speaking in favor, Wendy?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wait, was Lydia done?
No.
I'm sorry, I stepped off for a second, and when I came back, I didn't hear her speaking, and I heard you asking to be recognized. And since I'd said that anybody interrupting another member wouldn't be recognized, I assumed it meant she had finished. Was I wrong about that?
I heard her in mid-section.
Okay. Well, then why don't you continue,
and then we heard
Lydia?
Other stuff.
Lydia?
Maybe it was her, the busy signal.
It wasn't her busy.
Okay, I'm not hearing her, so are you, I'll recognize you, Wendy. Are you speaking in favor?
I am speaking in favor, but for different reasons than Rob. I mean, not different reasons. I'm with him, but I kind of disagree on some of the things he said. But, you know, I actually, if I was not off mute, I would have, disagree. I do think it's beyond repair at this point. I guess Casey's not on, but I wish he was. Because, you know, what the job of the National Election Supervisor is in the Pacifica bylaws is to certify the election, and what they issue their ruling on is they say that all the bylaws have been followed in this election. And, you know, I wish my friend Thomas Ruffin was on this call because he will tell you that you can't change the rules of the election in the middle. And that's what I think is a lot of people are trying to do right now. I'm so sorry, but we have to make rules that everybody can agree with, whether they're our worst best friends or our worst enemies. And I really feel like at this point, with all of the partisan, I really do feel that a lot of partisan rulings have been made, and I don't think they're intentional. I just think that that the National Election Supervisor is going by what's in his heart about what should be, and not looking at what the actual rules are, and thinking of it as, you know, that we have to be able to count on people making rulings, whether they like the people, don't like the people, like what they're trying to do, don't like what they're trying to do. And so at this point, I think that we do need a third party to step in, because we're mounting legal challenges every step of the way. And I'm not encouraging anybody to do that, but it's scary the way this thing is going. And so I'm in favor of a third party stepping in, even in this election. At first I was against it right now, but I'm kind of thinking, just so, you know, if we could just get someone to count the ballots right, then we can really mount the, you know, make the actual rules that will stand up to everything for next time.
Dave, okay. I lost Dave.
Casey is back on the call, and Lydia, go ahead and you can complete your statement.
Somebody tell him what
I said. I don't know where it got cut off. However, my other thing is that given the time constraint, because if you look at the bylaws, realize we have to elect officers in December, need to elect a PMB in January. It affects so many things that I think it's absolutely not realistic to think someone can come in at this juncture and fix things. I would also urge that we change the language even for the future to may instead of shall, because, again, I think it's very hypothetical as to whether these organizations would want to undertake much. Hopefully they could counsel us on how to develop policy and so forth. But I think in the short term, I don't think it's realistic. I also don't think that enough of us are paying enough attention, or perhaps I've been on a couple of the election committees before, and in terms of the volume of complaints and so forth, it has happened in previous elections. The fact that people are getting more hysterical about it and taking other measures is a new phenomenon, but to be expected given the time, you know, length of time we've been on the board. But anyway, so I do speak strongly against the short-term application, but in favor of the second portion.
Okay. Who would like to speak opposed? Because we heard Lydia continue her opposed. We heard, but we heard Wendy in favor. So go ahead, Mary. You're speaking opposed?
Yes, I agree. I am quite strongly opposed, and I agree with Lydia's points. In addition, this idea of having some, you know, as part of the election committee, we tried to interview all kinds of people that we could find outside organizations to run these elections. They were totally unacquainted with our practices and procedures, what we and our principles about it. This is not, for example, just including nobody was willing to include the candidate statements in with the ballots, and nobody cared about seeing that they would be mailed first class, on and on and on and on. So whatever groups we're going to get to run this election, we have no accountability to them, and there's nothing that I can see from any history of elections of any kind anywhere in the country that they would be any better or be free from mistakes than what we are already. We at least have more experience in doing just this, no other kinds of somebody else's election. So I to simply be this way because adapt a thing like this because people are just like, oh my God, it's all a mess. It's not all a mess. Some things are a mess. Some things are a mess in every election, but I think we should improve the system we have and our own way of doing it. I don't want to have, especially it wouldn't make any sense at all to begin turning everything over to anybody else at this juncture of this election. So
anybody else would follow our bylaws.
You're out of order. Who would like to speak, and please don't interrupt, but who would like to speak in favor of the motion?
I just said I'm against both the part to do it
and
now
I understand.
And the part in future. Well, Wendy, interrupt me.
That is not before us right now. You're speaking to the other parts of the divided motion?
I also have a point of information. Where is the dividing on this text?
Can you
hold on and I'll get it.
Just if somebody...
Well, we'll clarify that before we do.
I can answer that.
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, the first divide is before the phrase "for future elections."
Okay.
And then the second divide is before the phrase "further that the interim executive director appoint a task force."
So those are two divisions. Okay.
We don't have a whole lot of time left. Who would like to speak in favor of the motion, the first portion?
The first portion is, because you guys have divided it up, and I'm trying to figure out what's...
The first portion is the portion that says the foundation permit, and that's, people should understand, that's permit, not mandate. But the California State Mediation and Conciliation Service, American Arbitration Association, the California State Mediation and Conciliation Service, the League of Women Voters, or other qualified nonpartisan organization to assume responsibility for certifying the fairness of the current elections process.
Well, what I want to say about that is that I certainly think there ought to be... we ought to involve those organizations in our effort to straighten out this election process, because I don't think we have the expertise inside the organization right now to deal with these complicated matters. And I say that as someone who worked in the 1980 elections in Florida and at Ohio in Florida in 2000 and also in 2004. It's a this election business is a very tough thing, and I think we should have an education on that. I've spoken to Rob before about this. I really think that we need to begin an educational process where we bring in people like that at our next board meeting so that we can begin to have a serious dialogue on the question. I don't know, whether or not we can do that at this particular session. I mean, at this particular time or not. But I do think that the organization has to take responsibility for guaranteeing that the election process is accountable to the board. And I think maybe that we should require that the election director for the election should report to the board and the ED about the status of this election and what went wrong, what didn't. Even if we don't agree on looking at the election right now, today. But I do think...
Thank you.
I also want to say that I support the last one that's divided as well.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to ask members in the interest of time not to take their opportunity with the floor to comment on other things in the motion. Let's just go through and get this done, and then we'll deal with the other ones. And I'm going to ask people to limit their comments to 2 minutes. Who would like to speak in opposition to the motion?
Ray?
Bob.
Go ahead, Ray.
Well, it's hard. You see, everybody has taken some liberties because the division that we've created are artificial, and it's hard to make everybody so far has really taken, unlike what you said, taken liberty to drift back and forth in making the arguments. For me, I think it's premature. I understand how strongly Rob feels about this, and I appreciated the rationale that he sent to us, high-level thinking behind that. I'm worrying that some of the money involved there is that we haven't provided the election people, the election supervisors and the staff, with enough staff to do so. We don't even know how much it would cost for those organizations to do so, to do it for us. And if we're going to spend three times the money or whatever, maybe we should hire more staff and keep people within the system who understand what's going on. Because there are things that might appear contradictory in our bylaws to outsiders. In terms of actually some of the recommendations that were made at a lower, further down in the... in the motion, I'm wondering how does that differ from the recommendations that were already made by the Pacifica election committee. So to me, at this point, I see this as a conclusion taken after a committee takes a look at this and advises us to have to proceed. Thank you.
Okay. Are you making a motion to refer it to committee?
Not at this point.
Okay.
That's a logical conclusion.
And just on the point of cost, because of our motion on fiscal impact, the way we would have to approve this, if it's approved, is to basically say if the amount is above a certain amount, then it would have to be reviewed by the Finance Committee. But, ordinarily you have to have a financial impact statement, but I believe we could do this by saying if the amount is above or outside of budget by a given amount, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll cross that bridge if this passes. Who would like to speak in favor?
Point of information, did Ray actually make the motion to refer it to committee?
No, he did not. Who would like to speak in favor of the motion? Okay, there's no further...
Can I just say one sentence again?
Not yet. Is there anybody else? If there's nobody else, then I'll recognize Wendy, and then we'll go to a vote. Go ahead, Wendy.
Our election supervisor needs to be able to certify that we followed our bylaws during this process. That's my statement.
Okay. Can I get a clarification from Rob? My understanding, the bylaws say that the election supervisor certifies the fairness of the election. My understanding of this is it doesn't say instead of the election supervisor, so it's no attempt to supersede the provision of the bylaws that requires that.
No, I probably failed to make that clearly enough. This is not an attempt to supersede or overturn the role of the National Election Supervisor. It's just that a number of things have occurred to cast doubt on the fairness of the process. And my feeling
is... in addition.
Pardon me?
This certification would be in addition to the certification of the NES.
Thank you for your acuity, Mr. Chair.
Well, thank you.
Chair,
Don.
Don, yes. Just one. The wording, I understand where Wendy is going. The wording here could set up a ugly situation in which our election supervisor, our national election supervisor, is prepared to certify the election, and tonight he had very positive words and fairly optimistic words about the progress, but it could set up a dichotomy where this other body, after going through its process, could publicly state that this election should not be certified. So I think one of the reasons I'm going to vote against it is because I don't think we should set up a possible scenario where an outside group, considering the multiple challenges and the dissatisfaction of many of our listener sponsors, I don't think we should set up a possible scenario in which we have competing agencies either offering to certify or opposing certification.
Dave, this is Wendy. I was misquoted.
See, the reason I didn't want to recognize that comment was I had been going back and forth. I hadn't heard any more in favor, and so I wanted to move to a vote. So if you're misquoted, I'll recognize you to correct it, and then I'll ask whether there's somebody else speaking in favor, and then we're going to go to a vote. Wendy.
My worry is for Pacifica, and I feel at this point that we have all gotten a little bit too involved, and I think a third party could actually help us in this issue.
Thank you. Okay. Is there somebody who has not yet spoken who would like to speak in favor of the motion?
Dave, can I make a statement?
No.
I want to make a motion.
You may like to, but okay. Well, if you want to make a motion on it, then I'll recognize you in a minute. Is there anybody who has not yet spoken who would like to speak in favor of the motion? Okay.
Can I speak on this issue?
Lisa, what are you trying to get recognized to do?
Well, because this is one of those things where I think that there's so much you know, in it, you know, so it's not like there's just some things about it that are unresolved. So it's not like I'm against it per se, but I just think maybe some things need to be looked into a little bit more, you know, before making any.
Well, if you want to make a motion to refer it to somebody or to postpone for that purpose, you can. But I'm going to recognize AC, who has an amendment. Go ahead, AC.
Yeah, my amendment is that given the shortness of time, this is November, the election is going to be certified in December, and the PNB, I think, is Lydia, that it's going to be an election in January. I would propose that this be referred to the election committee and the coordinate committee, the election committee, yes, and the coordinating committee, to be examined with all of the elements that has been mentioned by the previous motion, to be looked into.
Are you moving to refer just this first portion, or all pending questions?
I like to refer the first portion to the election committee and the coordinating committee to examine the issues that Rob has raised about all the issues that he's raised that needs to be looked at, be considered
okay.
In that referral.
There's a motion to refer this first portion of the motion to the coordinating committee and to the elections committee. Just to clarify, at what point would the board be positioned to act on a recommendation? Would it have to hear from both bodies?
I think they would have to hear from both bodies
okay.
And would take the...
Thank you.
When would they have to report back?
They would report back.
We can amend that.
To the PNB?
Yeah, would you set a time frame, Casey?
Yeah, I think that they have to report back to the board when they conclude their evaluation. And in that, what I'm thinking about is that the experts that he mentioned, and I hate to say this because I know you've divided the motion, but would give, we would solicit their recommendations and their understanding of the election issues, and with that, they should come back with a recommendation to the board. I don't think they can do it between now and January. I think they can do it at the following board meeting.
Hang on. Before we go any further, is there a second to the motion to refer?
I second it.
Okay. Right. What's your point of information, Ray?
If you just refer to experts, I know we haven't discussed that yet because I have a problem excluding people who have experience within Pacifica. So I'm assuming.
Well, that's all right. I'm not objecting to anybody in Pacifica.
I don't want any crosstalk in the rest of this meeting. Let me recognize people. It's late. We got to get through it. That's not part of the motion. The motion is a referral. We could deal with the details of how it gets done in another venue. So I'm just going to proceed. Is there any objection to going to a vote on the motion to refer? Hearing no objection.
This is Bob. I wanted to say something about it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I think referring the other parts of this motion makes a lot of sense to those committees, but this part, it's moot time-wise if we either act on it tonight or it's not going to happen. And I think even acting on it tonight, it's totally unrealistic and changing horses midstream, and it's not going to work. So I think we should just vote it up or down tonight.
The point's well taken that the motion to refer indefinitely or even to January is equivalent to just voting down the motion on this point. That's well taken. I'll rule it out of order. Okay, then let's go to a vote on the main motion. Will you call the roll, Mary?
Okay. We're voting to the main motion,
The point was well taken. A motion to refer essentially kills the motion, so we're just going to vote this up or down.
Rob's motion.
Rob, the first portion of the motion, which reads as follows,
okay.
That the foundation permit the California State Mediation and Conciliation Service, the League of Women Voters, or other qualified nonpartisan organizations to assume responsibility for certifying the fairness of the current elections process. Will you call the roll, please?
Okay.
Mary Berg, I'm going to pass. No, I'm going to vote no. Wait, what am I doing? Sorry. Evelyn Bethune?
No.
You are here. Okay. Lydia Brazan?
No. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. I can. A.C. Bird?
Abstain.
Okay. Lisa Davis?
I will vote no for this part of it.
Okay. Chandra Haldeman?
No.
Ray LaForest?
No.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Star Vandala, are you here? Sandra Rawline? Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Rip Robbins, you're not present. Okay, Thomas Ruffin, I don't hear. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Don White?
No.
LaVarn Williams, are you present in voting? Okay. Michael Woodson?
No.
All right, let's see. Is there anyone who is present to vote, whose name I didn't mention? Okay. Two yes, nine no, and one abstention.
Okay, the next
Ray,
portion
I have
is,
a point of information.
Yeah.
This is Ray. I realized that in seconding AC's motion, I didn't have the motion in front of me, and I failed to remember that he said the current. In my mind, what I was doing is really a prelude to having the whole motion transferred. Is there a way for us to...
Okay, would you like to move to refer the remaining items?
I move to refer the remaining items. I mean, I didn't want to do it earlier because I didn't want to prevent discussion from taking place. So if there's a way to reattach the whole motion, because to me the introductory paragraphs are part of what the whole thing that they should be looking at, those committees.
Well, it is implied in the second thing, because the second thing says for future elections, patients shall perform the role. So that's still in there.
Okay, so I'll wait then.
It doesn't need to be reattached. Are you moving now to refer the remaining items?
I'll wait until people discuss somewhat.
Okay, Stan, the second item is up for discussion. For future elections, one of the above organizations shall perform the role of national election supervisor to ensure they are conducted fairly in accordance with the bylaws. And we'll also need an extension of time at this point.
I move for 15 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any objection? Hearing none, we have 15 more minutes.
A second?
Okay.
15 minutes? Okay.
Who would like to speak in favor?
I would.
Go ahead, Rob.
And I have an amendment. Okay.
Okay, I would just like to talk about the items that we've not institutionalized in terms of creating fair and efficient elections practices. These include the fact that membership and staff lists are not maintained in good order at our local stations, although we are repeatedly told by national election supervisors they are. This is not the case. Secondly, the elections and candidacies are not given adequate access to local station airwaves by local station management. Thirdly, our national election supervisors have not identified vendors who can print, mail, and tabulate the votes efficiently, accurately, and at a reasonable cost. I would point out that although they can't do this, one of the things that Jack Van Aken and the folks from KPFK can do is they can count the votes accurately, and they've shown us how to do that. But we haven't institutionalized that within our process. Fourthly, the PNB, I'm blaming us as well, have failed to promulgate comprehensive regulations that implement the bylaws governing our elections. Fifthly, we've hired national election supervisors who have been unable or incapable to conduct fair and efficient election processes and who are accountable to no one. Finally, the conduct of our elections has not stimulated participation by membership, Barely 10% of our members now vote. Some elections practices that we are well aware of raise doubts about the means by which quorum is achieved in certain signal areas. So those are some of the reasons why I really feel we have to go in a different direction, because I don't think we have been told the truth and have made efforts, serious efforts, to institutionalize good practices at the local station level and nationally. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I would like to speak against the motion when it's time.
Okay, I'm going to recognize Lydia's amendment, and then I'll recognize Chandra next to speak opposed.
My amendment is to change shall to may.
Is there a second?
One of the other
organizations may perform the role.
I will second that.
Yeah, I'm gonna rule that moots it. It's already the case that we could choose them as for national election supervisors. So I'm gonna rule that that's out of order, because it's already the case that they may. Chandra, would you like to speak opposed?
Yes. I understand the rationale that motivated Rob to put forward this motion, and I appreciate and sympathize with and agree with many of his concerns. My problem is that I don't think the fault lies with the National Election Supervisors. I think the fault lies with poor management, oversight, and management authority at the various stations, and a lack of oversight and authority by prior executive directors who nobody would listen to. Nobody listens to the EDs, and if the general managers are supportive, then nobody listens to them, and if they're not supportive, nobody listens to them either. So I think the problem is that nobody listens to management, and nobody takes management seriously if they support the election process. And I know at my station in particular, I didn't find that this time around that the management was supportive of the election process, or has been in the past, and therefore I think the local election supervisors, in our case in Berkeley, and the national election supervisor, try to implement corrective actions, and they just weren't followed. So I think that the problem, that's why that I am speaking against it.
Who would like to speak in favor of the motion? Bob?
No, I just have a point of information.
Go ahead.
Okay. Is Casey on the call now?
Yeah.
No,
not Casey.
You're on?
Casey.
Oh, Casey.
I'm listening, yes.
Okay.
Could I ask him his opinion of the motion?
You want me to speak to the motion?
Yeah.
I strongly believe that we need to review the process. I think that the motion on a task force is a good one. I think that to prejudge what a task force might recommend is not a timely consideration.
Okay, who would like to speak in favor of the motion? Okay, if there's no further discussion in favor, we move to a vote on it, unless there's a
motion to refer.
Okay, this question or all pending?
All pending. Remaining.
Where?
To election and coordinating.
Okay, for response from them by when?
Mm.
What's the deadline?
This is not for the current election cycle. This is for the future election.
That's established.
I would say then that would be the new board. That would be by February or March.
Okay, by the March PMB meeting.
I promise to get
PMB
back to
meeting. That would be good.
Is there a second? There's been a second to the referral.
A second.
Okay. Is there any objection to the referral? Hearing no objection, it's referred. The next item is Yes,
is
Mary?
Is this the same referral as A? Is this is AC's referral, right?
Lydia.
The substance Lydia. Of it is the same, but Lydia gets credit and posterity for it.
Okay, okay. It's the same one. Refer it to the future election, or board, yeah, okay.
Ray and Lydia.
No, it was referred to election committee and coordinating committee.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That's what AC.
Okay. We're going, but thank you all. The next thing is Wendy's motion to rescind. Go ahead.
Well, wait a minute. Did we vote on this?
No, there was no objection.
Oh, we actually approved this? Oh, okay.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Now, the next motion is Wendy's motion to amend something previously adopted. It's a motion to rescind two parts of a previously adopted motion. Wendy, will you read your motion?
Yes, I move to rescind parts 3 and 4 of PNB. It was a motion by AC Berg, which he called PNB motion on discriminatory delegate candidate statements. And I don't have any problem with parts 1 and 2. Parts 1 and 2 said the Pacifica National Board, PNB, declares that it is contrary to the Pacifica mission and the foundation's policy forbidding discrimination and shall not be allowed for any delegate candidate to use Pacifica resources to distribute discriminatory candidate statements on the basis of race, nationality, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, ability, disability, or age as part of any written or oral election relation statements. Part 2, the PNB charges the committee to investigate committee to investigate allegations of racism and sexism with developing recommendations to the PNB for a mechanism to administer and enforce the above stated policy, and also supports the existing work of the committee to develop a plan for anti-racism training throughout the network. The parts I would like to rescind are parts that I feel could get us into extreme legal trouble and read as follows. The PNB condemns the racist characterizations. Well, they say what they say. I feel that for the PNB to have passed the whole thing the way it was we didn't have the whole board on the call, and we... I really feel that this is a big problem for us to be saying what is a racist statement. What was that?
Editorial comment.
Laughing at something.
Look, we thought that we were all in the right when we brought George Carlin's 7 Dirty Words to the Supreme Court, and it ended up making a big problem for people in radio forever after. It formed the law. And so, anyway, I'm asking to rescind parts 3 and 4 of this motion. I did freeze up in reading them because I realized that... to read them again might subject us to further liability. So I'm just asking the PNB to rescind parts 3 and 4 of this motion brought by AC Bird on 11-1.
Okay, is there a second to the motion to rescind?
Second.
Okay, it's open for discussion. And before we get into it, I just want to suggest that if I understand correctly, the rationales for 3 and 4 are different, and we may profit from a division of it and considering those issues separately. But that's just my idea. People can do what they want. Who would like to speak opposed?
Split 3 from 4?
To separately consider a motion to rescind 3 from a motion to rescind 4.
Okay. Well, my motion is to rescind 3 and 4. So
I understand.
Go for it.
Okay.